Hey, Spartans. Welcome back to Spartan Stand. Brian Shontosh here today wanting to talk to you about doing what you say and saying what you mean. Might seem pretty obvious what I mean when I say, do what you say what you mean. But let's just talk about that for a minute, and we'll start on the professional level. When you do what you say and you say what you mean, you establish credibility. You establish that it is important to accomplish the task that you set forth, not only for yourself and for others. Not to do what you say or do you mean is to set this new standard that, well, I don't really have to do that. He's going to let me off, or I don't really have to perform to this degree or to this margin of success because he'll tolerate something different. So you want to be clear and concise about the orders that you issue to your subordinates, about the commands that you give to your coworkers, or about just what you agree to do with somebody else. We want to be people of our word. It establishes credibility. It's a form of mutual respect. It helps manage expectations. Your coworkers or your employees or your partner, they don't have to try to interpret what you're saying. They don't have to spend mental resources saying, well, he said this, but did he really mean that? Or could he mean this? Be clear, concise, do what you say what you mean. That's on the professional level. I think getting to the professional level a lot of times is about habituating things for yourself on the personal level. How do we get there? I think it's incredibly insidious how we find ourselves not doing what we say or mean and not even knowing it. And it's as simple as just assigning yourself a task. I tell myself every night before I go to bed, I'm going to set my alarm for 6 a.m. The next morning rolls around and I hit the snooze button. And I just violated the contract that I made with myself. I went into a bargain. It wasn't even a bargain. I'm using a word bargain, and I'm already creating this slippery pattern of not doing what I say or mean. I don't want to create a bargain. I want to create a contract. I am making an agreement with myself that I am going to wake up at 6 a.m. because I said so. And I'm going to do it. To hit the snooze button, you just violated the contract. To say, hey, I'm going to try to wake up at 6 a.m., that's another whole different story, because the introduction of the word try means that you will be satisfied with somebody attempting it, and you're allowing an opportunity for failure again to set in. These have to be taken out of your personal life at the simplest. You don't have to do it everywhere, but just being aware of one place to do it, that's where I do it every day. I struggle with hitting the snooze button. Instead, I say, Tosh, you're going to wake up at 5:51 and hit the snooze button one time, and then you're going to get out of bed at 6 a.m. Now I'm doing what I'm saying and saying what I mean. I think you're going to find yourself happier. I think you're going to find yourself better understood. I think you're going to find yourself less frustrated by expectations of others and them letting you down. And just your productivity is going to go up, both on a personal and a professional level. So don't create that negative feedback loop or that failure feedback mechanism that you have in yourself. Don't set the new minimum standard by not being clear and concise. Do what you say what you mean. Thanks for listening to Spartan Stand. Brian Shontosh coming to you every Monday as part of the Spartan Up podcast series. We bring you a host of professionals almost every day of the week to talk to you about life, about leadership, about health, about wellness. So Google us, find us, stay tuned. Good luck.